Absolutely, Darren. Yeah, you've laid out the situation very well there. Newmarket is one of those 52 towns and villages across the county that doesn't have access to adequate wastewater treatment facilities. And Councillor Pat McMahon, to be fair to him, has done a colossal amount of work over the last number of years to get Newmarket to the point where there is a plan on the Irish Water Capital Programme and where he has actually guided that through the Clare County Council planning process, which is a huge achievement when you consider the fact that there's 51 other areas that are without planning or without any wastewater treatment facilities. So Pat has done colossal work, but unfortunately it was appealed to Ombord Planála, which has delayed it. And we were due to have some form of an answer, whether that was a green light or a red light, on the 21st of March. And as of yet, we've heard nothing. So this morning, I did take the initiative to write to Irish Water, who are the applicant, and to write to Ombord Planála to seek an update. Newmarket is the fifth highest population in the county. There's about 1,900 people living in the village alone, according to CSO data in 2022. And we're at a point now where people that are growing up and are living and were working in the area can't live within the environs of Newmarket anymore, because we simply cannot even get planning permission, let alone to break ground on housing development in the area. It really is holding back the development. So what I'm hoping that we will see is that we can get some form of clarity from Ombord Planála as to when that planning decision will be made. We're obviously hoping locally that it will be a green light. And from there, Irish Water estimate about an 18-month build time from start to finish to get that project over the line to upgrade the wastewater treatment facility. So time is of the essence. 18 months is a long time, but if we get the green light, at least then developers locally and anyone that's looking to build in the area can have some solace that they can start the planning process now, and when that is ready to go, when the wastewater treatment facility is finalised and is upgraded, that we can actually break ground on projects and get moving. So it's disappointing to be here still having to call for it, but as I say, we're at least, thanks to Pat McMahon, we're a couple of steps down the line compared to other areas, but we do need clarity all the same.
On the matter of clarity, and as you mentioned, David, the people of Newmarket will be hoping for a green light here, and with all the positive connotations that comes with sewerage infrastructure that can lead to housing developments, and even if it's just commercial properties, commercial developments and more. But even if you are to get the red light, at least you'll have the reasons outlined, and if and when Uisce Éireann have to go back to the drawing board, they'll know what issues are to be rectified.
Absolutely, absolutely. Look, when you have the green print there for something like this, it takes a lot of the work out of it. And we're far enough down the road now, I'll be confident, regardless of the decision, we will eventually get over the line with the wastewater treatment facilities. I was lucky enough to get Dara O'Brien into Newmarket Village a number of weeks ago. He's the Minister for Housing, Local Government and Heritage. And he did reinforce his commitment to delivering this. So I am hopeful, and I know a lot of the people in Newmarket and Pat and all the others are hopeful, that this is the project that gets over the line and that we can break ground on it sooner rather than later. But there is a commitment there that we will get some form of wastewater treatment facility upgrades in the pipeline. Fingers crossed it's this time, because we've waited long enough for this to get over the line.